Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Like the prophet Jonah, for many of us, there have been times in our lives when we have felt like we were in the blackness, in the darkness of the belly of a great fish. And there was no way to escape from that great trouble we were in unless the Lord God Himself rescued us from our great affliction. And for the psalmist, in Psalm 57, this was one of those times. And at the conclusion of this psalm, the writer of this psalm, David, emerges into the light of day, and he rejoices, and he praises God who has rescued him from the attacks of the enemy, and even from death, and has brought him into a place of safety and of peace. And so, in verse 1 of Psalm 57, the psalmist says this: "Be merciful to me. Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me," Hanan in Hebrew. "Show favor to me. Have compassion upon me. For my soul, my life, my very breath is from you. I'm in your hands." So in the greatness of the intensity of the severity of this situation, I take refuge and I find shelter in you. I put my trust in you alone. So I know I will remain safe and secure in the shadow of your wings. No matter what happens next, like a young bird that takes refuge under the wings of its mother, Lord, you are the one who shows great compassion to me. So I find my protection under the wings of your great and mighty power. So I confidently take refuge in you until destruction, hevah in Hebrew, until the fierceness of this storm passes me by. Someday, the ever-present threats, the relentless attacks of the enemy of our soul will cease, and we will remain in the everlasting arms of Jesus, our Savior, forever. This is our hope. This is the promise to those of us who belong to Him. So David, in verse 2, says, "No one else can help me, Lord, except you. So I cry out to God Most High, to my God who is high above the heavens, but who reaches down to us, to me, who touches me and undertakes for me, to God who alone accomplishes all things for me, who brings to pass His divine purpose in my life for my good and for His glory. He will send His help from heaven," shach in Hebrew. "He will stretch forth His hand," it says in verse 3, "and He will save me." He will deliver me from the slander and from the lies of those who fight against me. and who seek to swallow me up like a great fish, then he will give me victory over them. He reproaches him who tramples upon me, David says. Hareth in Hebrew. He discredits them. He puts them all to shame. And like lightning, he will send forth his mercy, his loving kindness, and his truth. And so in his faithfulness, he will rescue me and give me peace. In verse 3, we find the word Selah in Hebrew, which means to pause for a moment and think about these things and give thanks to the Lord. So in verse 4, David cries out to him and he says, Lord, that's where I find myself today. My soul is constantly among ferocious lions who seek to devour me. I must lie down among those who breathe forth the fire of hell. I live among the sons of men who do not know you, who do not want to know you, and who do not desire to worship you, but who belong to the enemy of my soul. Men and women whose teeth are like spears, like arrows, and whose tongue is like a sharp sword. Wicked men who seek to tear me apart like wild beasts with words that have been sharpened by Satan himself. But as it says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that has been formed against us will triumph over us. And every tongue that accuses us will be condemned. How? In Christ Jesus, our Lord. So in verse 5, David continues and he says, in the end, Lord, you will be exalted above the heavens. Oh God, let your glory and your majesty be exalted above all of the earth. For though my enemies have carefully prepared a net for my footsteps, and no matter where I turn, they're there, just waiting to trap me with their deception. David points out in verse 6, though my soul is bowed down, kafa in Hebrew, though I am bent over and vulnerable to their attacks, and though they have dug a pit before me so that I might fall into that pit, despite all of these things, by your grace, it is well with my soul. Lord, they themselves have fallen into the midst of that pit. Their evil has come back upon them. And once again, it says, Selah. Pause for a moment and consider the God whom we serve. And David does just that. And so in verse 7, he says, my heart, my mind, my spirit is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast, kum in Hebrew. I am calm. I'm confident. I am safe and secure in you. So even in the midst of difficulties, even in the belly of a great fish, even with evil, the evil that is ever present and that is all around me, still with all that is within me, I will sing. Yes, he says, I will sing praises to you, to the everlasting God, making melody in my heart to you. In every season of my life, I will celebrate your goodness to me. I will trust in the Lord at all times. So it is time for us, perhaps, to stir up that kind of praise to him. So in verse 8, the psalmist says to himself, and perhaps to us as well, awake, my glory, kavod in Hebrew. Let all that is honorable, all that is true, all that is in my mind and in my heart, all that is within me be stirred up in praise to your name. Awake, harp and lyre. Let all of the music, all of the musical instruments be tuned in to you, be brought into line with you, with praise to your holy name. And so at the beginning of each day, even before the sun rises, we are told, as the light of day is about to appear in the sky, he says, I will awaken the dawn of day with songs of hope and of praise and of worship. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among your people. And I will sing praises to you among the people of the nations of this world. I'll testify of you. I will spread the glory of your name to the ends of the earth. For your loving kindness, the psalmist adds in verse 10, your mercy, your unchanging love, to us, to me, is great. Gadol in Hebrew. It is deep, and it is wide, and it is beyond measure, even reaching to the heights of the heavens. And your truth, emet, your faithfulness, reaches even to the clouds, even beyond our understanding. So the psalmist concludes in verse 11, and he says, let all of heaven and all on earth cry out these words to you. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Victory and deliverance belong to you alone. So let your glory be exalted above and beyond all of the earth, even from everlasting to everlasting, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.